Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Cool, wet weather has prompted the federal government to lift a ban on campfires instituted on July 12th due to then extreme wildfire danger. A new announcement from the Bureau of Land Management rescinds the ban on all BLM-managed lands in interior and south central Alaska, with two exceptions. Fires remain illegal in an area of federal land off Gilmore Trail northeast of Fairbanks and in the Campbell Tract in Anchorage. A similar campfire ban covering state, private, and municipal lands in much of the interior region was earlier lifted by the Alaska Division of Forestry. Governor Mike Dunleavy has a new chief of staff. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that former State Senate President Ben Stevens is replacing Tuckerman Babcock, who stepped back to become a senior policy advisor. Babcock, who previously served as chairman of Dunleavy's transition team and before that chaired the Alaska Republican Party, said in a statement that he asked for the move. Babcock has been a lightning rod for administrative critics. Three former state workers named him along with Dunleavy in lawsuits alleging they were unconstitutionally fired. Stevens has served as a policy advisor to Dunleavy, focusing on transportation, legislation, and fishing. Stevens was once investigated for corruption by federal authorities. The FBI raided Stevens' offices in 2006, along with those of at least five other lawmakers. Attention on Stevens focused on consulting work he said he did for oilfield services company Vico while he was in the Senate. The payments totaled more than $240,000 over 5 years. At a different lawmaker's trial in 2007, a Vico executive said on the witness stand that he had bribed Stevens and another fellow Senator John Cowdery. Prosecutors never charged Stevens with a crime, and he always denied wrongdoing. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly has a new member. Meeting last night, the panel selected Mindy O'Neill to serve 3 months remaining in the term of outgoing member Andrew Gray, who resigned to move out of state. A former legislative aide who has volunteered several years on the Borough Planning Commission, O'Neill was selected from five candidates interviewed by the Assembly to fill the spot. O'Neill said she believes in local government, but not necessarily big government. Two other candidates, Jeffrey Rensel and Lachlan Gillespie, are also running. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.